All right. Back on the road. Back on the streets. Where I belong. Driving a car. It's the only thing I'm good at. Driving this car to and from this office. Here we go. Oh. Gonna not run these women over. This dude also. Not getting run over. Because I'm good at this. Got some decent stuff in today, recording-wise, from the sounds of things. I played a couple hours of Call of Duty. The campaign is different. Than I would have expected a Call of Duty campaign to be. It might, I'll see it through, I guess, but it might be their most ambitious campaign to date. It's got side missions and shit. There's stuff in there. It's weird. Seems to have a bunch of optional content in it. Still not sure how I feel about the overall feel of it, but also the multiplayer for Modern Warfare Remastered is up and running, and that seems pretty good. Wonder if it'd be pretty good long term, or if it's just like a pretty good novelty, like going back and seeing some of those maps and like, oh man, they made this look a lot better and like added like the medals and stuff that's in modern Call of Duty for like, oh, you killed the guy who's the highest scoring player on the other team, you get a medal, like they all that stuff's in there. Other than that, and a couple other things, it kind of just seems like Call of Duty 4, but better looking, and it's kind of neat, I don't know. Animal Crossing Direct bum you out? I didn't even really pay much attention to it. I saw that they're adding amiibo support, and I don't care. This guy. The fuck's this guy? All right, well. Yeah, run over, being, oh, okay, okay, all right. Everything's okay. That side mission stuff makes the single player seem like it could be really long. Well, really long by Call of Duty standards, I guess I should say. Here. What the fuck is... Alright, we're, bailing out on the usual route home because it's too fucked up out here. Oh, that's a red light camera. I better actually stop. 9th Street is all fucked up. Update de-weeds your town automatically. That's probably pretty smart, considering the idea of people getting back into that game after that long. Like, that's part of what would keep me away from it, is the idea of, like, getting back into that town and seeing, like, everything is all fucked up.
So, turn right.
Okay, I'm not gonna turn right here, so you're gonna have to fucking do better than that. What do you got for me now? Said, what do you... There we go. Eleventh Street, huh? All right. Yeah, I guess I have the beautify ordinance that cuts down all weeds also. But it doesn't completely eliminate them. I feel like if you stay away for long enough, you'll eventually still get weeds. And, like, bugs in your house and shit, too, right? It's been a long time since I've played that, so I don't know.
No rice, no pasta. I've been eating salad every day for lunch.
Watch that carb intake, man.
Yeah, man.
Get on that juice.
You so, wild. See, I'm wilding right now drinking this Henny and Coke, because lately I've been drinking Henny and water. The Coke is just, you know what it is?
Not great.
But it's healthy. Well, the Hennessy's not. But yo, drinking as much Coca-Cola as you do on a night out in New York City, getting mixed drinks at the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you think you're sick because of the alcohol. Yeah. You're sick because you just drank a 2-liter of Coke.
No doubt. No doubt.
Until Coca-Cola cuts me a check, I'm dissing Coke.
Bruce,
holy
yeah.
Shit. It's going down. Shots of Monster Energy Drink. It's a new wave.
Yeah, my man in Tampa works for Monster. I'm trying to get a plug.
No, I'm a Monster. Like, I'm like the ambassador now.
There you go. Done.
Starting January 1st, but I'll start a little early. Shout out to De La Soul.
Yes. Amazing album. Yo, yeah. Speaking of that, I saw your Instagram. Did you get some of that product?
No.
I'm going to be very upset about people being cynical about Tribe in any way. Like, I was really happy about De La.
I don't know what I can and can't say, because
I don't, you're not,
I feel like things, like, Tip asked me, he's like, yo, like, he's like, do people be asking you shit? Like, what do you say? I'm like, well, bro, you told me not to tell anybody. But then L.A. Reid let it out the bag. See, I knew about it a minute ago.
Right.
And, you know, obviously I told the close homies, but I kept my mouth shut pretty good.
You did.
And then,
But it's not really about the product. It's really about the kind of people. Like, everybody's almost...
His was confirmed. Elton John is on the album.
Like, I'm not
Kendrick
even
Lamar,
about it. I'm not
Busta
even
Busta Rhymes, Consequence... Jack White.
Yep.
That's a good fit.
Another superstar rapper's on it, but I can't say it. Cause
okay. Yeah, because they haven't leaked yet.
And then there's one more person I'm missing too. It was Kendrick.
You said Cons and Busta?
Oh, Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
Right? Yeah, oh, of course.
There was a picture that came out like 6 months ago of Chris Rock. Chris Rock lives next door to Q-Tip.
Wow.
So there was he'd be over there just on the regular. There was a picture that came out like Dave Chappelle, Chris, Q-Tip, a bunch of people. And it was like working with Andre 3000. Everybody thought it was for Andre's album, but it was for the Tribe shit.
Right.
So I can't wait. I actually haven't heard that song yet, so but I've heard some shit.
I'm really looking forward to that, and I just hope everybody kind of chills out on any cynicism towards a group, an establishment, kind of like a brand, like a Tribe Called Quest.
You know what's beautiful about it? Every song I heard has scratches on it, and I love that.
It's great.
That's really cool.
If you missed out, go on my Instagram.
Can you
I was in the studio with Tip today, man.
All Tip?
I mean, that's what Tribe always was until Dilla came around, but that was later. Like,
yeah.
The first three Tribe albums is all Tip.
Right, right.
I feel like you don't get enough credit for that. Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders are arguably the two of the best, like, one of those on your top 10 list, you're a fucking weirdo.
Low End Theory is one of my favorite albums of all time.
See, yeah, I'm a Midnight Marauders dude, but I love Low End Theory so much.
I love the song Butter, bro. Like, it's something about that record.
Let me run through some anniversary stuff. Is that okay with you, Stat?
Yep.
Right now, here we go. The movie Belly turns 18. Heavy D died 5 years ago on November 8th.
Wow.
You guys could check that out. And birthdays, Ono. Madlib's brother's gonna be turning 37.
Shout out to him.
Scarface is gonna be turning 46. Sticky Fingers is gonna be 43. Idea, rest in peace, would have turned 35. And Eric,
wow, that's it?
Yep.
I didn't realize he was my age.
He was young.
I'm turning 35, man. I feel old as fuck.
And, I'm older than you, man.
We good?
We good. Yo, I forgot. It's Destroy Radio on fucking Hip Hop.
I wanna get through this. And Eric B. of Eric B. and Rakim turns 51. Right. So now we go through some other great ones. Wu-Tang Clan, Enter the Wu-Tang, turns 23. 18th Letter turns 19. P-Rock, CL Smooth,
Don't
the
fuck
main
this
ingredient,
up.
Turns 22.
Don't fuck this up.
Machiavelli, Doc, Illuminati, 20.
Fuck it up.
Jungle Brothers, Straight Out the Jungle, 28. Jay-Z in My Lifetime, Volume 1, 19.
Bro, what album came out the same day as fucking Wu-Tang?
I'm keeping going. I'm saving. American Gangster, 9, Liquid Swords, 21, Goody Mob, Soul Food, 21. Last but not least, all these albums that I've mentioned, be awesome and post it on social media or give it a listen. A Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders, turns 23 years old.
Midnight Marauders and 36 Chambers came out the same day.
Wow.
And I recently saw a video of Questlove, and that was the last great moment in hip hop, which I don't agree with that. I think there's been plenty.
Yeah.
But that's a crazy statement because for those two albums to come out, two albums that changed the landscape of
music. You don't
music,
even gotta make
day.
The statement. Just tell me.
I
do
to the
albums.
People out there listening not Ooh. Fully understanding.
I
Yo,
know.
Big rest in peace to Tuesdays. Because they don't do it on Tuesdays no more.
Yeah. What you say? Huh? Rock One's album came out 25 years ago today on Fondling Records. The last good day in hip hop is what? Yeah. A brand new being Outkast, Aquemini. That day, somewhere in 98, right? All right. But right now, it's show off radio, so, I mean, Mike Mass is in here. It's time to rap, bro.
Do it.
Woo!
I got this instrumental this week just for you, man.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go. Shade 45. Mercy.
Yeah. Mike, man, shout out to Tammy. Shout out my homie J-Rock Jones on the squad, you know what I mean? Yo, I feel so like niggas don't know right from like left on wrong, so they flow like traffic on the turnpike, stopped up, burn like enzymes, and these rap niggas looking germ like closed casket, the cream ate ya, either earn or you in one, the words of the creator, conductor, I see major, only notes that I see is paper, call it sheet music, niggas making up dances, beach music, I'm making records for my mans, this is street music, I'm trying down with a genuine Greek Buddhist, if I see a door open, I'ma creep through. And I keep my peace, but I don't speak Buddhist. Cause they wanna see my dome piece seep fluid. Scarlet rain, the target of a three shooting. But I don't feel y'all shots, you niggas pea shooting. pause for the immature niggas. Knowing if it's war, sick, it's gone, get it, y'all niggas. Saying hip-hop is on menopause, niggas. She just birthed a great mama, let the God simmer. Godzilla, the point guard that God sent us. Kong, no special effects, the gorilla. Charts like bottles of coke, broad figures. Killing my metaphors and my repertoire's iller. One love, one life, consciousness, Christ. Crown hover over the void, possibly right, meaning vast potential. That's the story of my mic, it's either timing or the lines ain't right. Shout the static, and rather plan to get in my night moves line. Death is coming round the corner by the light. Whose lives get taken next? Niggas get vexed and foes get wet. Holes in their chest, shit is the Wild West. Craving horror stories to relate to the OGs. Mama yelling, call me through the day. Let me know, please, that you're okay. I can't control you, no way. Just keep your head low, that's for your folks' sake. When niggas bread low, that's when they go straight. Follow your pedal right to death row. Just wanted your cake, somebody got hit though. Shade 45, and you know it's live. Got my man Cass, B.O. is by my side. Listen, I'm on the mic and I'm off the top. Cause I'm on static and I'm live, nigga. Fuck the cops, yeah, I said it. In the South we say 12, but I never inhale, I just spit it out. It's the out of breath, Mike Madsen. I'm taking steps towards greatness, I'll make it back. Yes, in the city, in the 813, with these niggas, three great ones. I got bars for days, maybe weeks. All these other niggas weak. I had to spit off with a dome on your show. I seen everybody else do that, so. Plus, I ain't want Nico to talk that shit. Yo, shout out to Nico, he's on that tip. Listen, I love Tribe Called Quest. Shout out Marauders. Low End Theory is one of my favorite scorers. All right, I'm done.
Shade 45.
Hey. Mike fucking Mass.
I had to go up the top. I don't like the freestyle, but it's out of respect for your show. You feel me?
Appreciate it, man.
You know what I mean?
Do up here. Let's show off.
We're going off right
now.
You got
something to celebrate about. Call us up, 888-SHADE45. Let us know what's going on. You got a promotion at work. You smashed the chick you've been trying to smash. You won the lottery.
Word up.
You found out you ain't got a disease you thought you had. Some, just whatever you got to show off about. If you made it back in the country, say from Germany, Sammy and Destroy. Like whatever you're showing off about, man. Dom got to like fill up a couple porn chicks tonight. Let us know what you're showing off about.
Man.
Yep.
Emilio got all kinds of DVDs and toys. What is all that? What was all that? You hit it all?
He's got a podcast. He's going to do like a giveaway for his thing. So really good. Really good.
That's why we got stuck in the green room tonight.
Really good. So Show Off Radio, once again, let you guys know. Tell call people, up. Call up
yeah, we're showing off. But tell the people again where they can reach you guys on social media and all that.
Yeah, yo. It's the Young Parisians. Check me out at Mike Mass Music on Instagram. I got the SoundCloud, Mike Mass Hip Hop. I just want to shout out all my homies from Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Once again, all in the building. All
shout out to Ybor City. Sunday nights, man. Old Dirty Sundays. Dope ass party. My man Casper does.
Word up.
I'm going to report it ahead.
Oh, word?
I don't even remember.
This license plate on this car in front of me says tow.
Oh, well, those are two.
The number two.
A conversation about anything.
Row.
Anything.
I don't even remember going to Wohop with you, bro.
It was the
kids like that.
Yo, you don't remember Wohop? You said, yo, check it out.
Bro, I own Wohop.
We can either go upstairs or downstairs. If I ask for the soft shell crab, they got it. We go downstairs.
Okay, listen. Do you know how many people can tell you I told
them
that this
week?
Three
orders of soft shell crab.
Probably.
It's crazy.
Soft shell crab's banging. I didn't discover soft shell crab till this year.
Wow. I didn't discover a lot of shit till this year.
Soft shell crab is... We're playing a song. We're showing
do
off.
Do it. Rap, man. Let's go.
Let's play this,
Cocaine Sweater, you got
I'll
that?
Play some shit I'm not supposed to play. Term might get mad at me, but whatever, Term.
What the fuck?
Brand new Woo! Terminology featuring Joey Badass, produced by myself, what? Off the album, November 18th. Yeah. Boy.
Show off, exclusive. Sipping this liquor off the 8th floor balcony, thinking how I made the whole world bounce for me. I had to bubble on the low and blow silently. No longer wanna be the one to live violently. Two baby mamas, two babies, that's 4 miles to feed. 100 friends, but none of them looking out for me. Got tax issues, got debts, and got accounting fees. I just wanna heal my pain with exclusive. Is it all in my mind or am I paranoid? Is this karma in the air when I can't avoid? Can I, Lord, ask you to give me the strength not to lust for anything that I can't afford? I don't need no awards or nothing immature. I was more thinking less nightmares than mental wars. Thinking how my aunt Jamie died last month. Got me smoking every L like it's my last blunt. I keep it humble, don't
chill with people that's gassed up. Some of my friends rich, some of them on they last buck. How could I stop showing you love cause you had bad luck? Anybody could vouch for me, any hood I get mad love. The fuselage is sprayed, never delayed. I'm just coming for a blaze. Every time I blaze, take a minute just to look back in the days. As I reminisce the maze, but I'm still a cage rat. That's a state fact, and you should pay, take that. Trying to get the papers, caught up upon the vapors. Hiatus of my haters, the people's violators. See them how they traitors, and then they rate us greatest. And then they slave us, and enslave us. And engrave in our mind that we can't be the greatest. We wasted too much time, taking time for granted. The fruit of life I planted, I palm granted. Last man left for the planet, I kiss the granite. On my Africa, bet my time, patois, patois, go on. Make that every my time, poof. You rapper not time, son, you not.
Hempcon's SF Halloween. That's a great billboard. It's an angry looking pumpkin and then weed. Hempcon is a registered trademark according to this billboard. That was a 3-day event. Halloween was a 3-day event. If you listen to this song closely, it's actually about getting swindled by a bad wrestling business. Not a lot of people know that. That's what this song was about. Some people say it's prophetic. I don't know. You make it less forever.
this time. Some shithead will be drawing a fat fucking line over the title on the fast lane. What an asshole! So, Mr. DJ, I hope you already made your segue. Or the FCC's gonna take a shit right on your head. You can't play this song on the radio. You can't play this song on the radio.
Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. He's live. It's a 3-hour-long show, and then we do a full replay for you in the afternoon starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Yesterday, Dingo was on the show. Also had Jim Norton, Sam Roberts on the show. And if you miss any of Ellis's shows, you can listen to him on demand with the SiriusXM app. Don't forget that. Also, you can see photos of Gabe. All right. Dr. Dre and Snoop D-O-double-G after Spark.
Fight!
everyone's driving the speed limit on the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's weird. It makes me think there must be a cop back there. Alright, alright, people start to pass me now. Okay, alright.
It's what we refer to, Kobe, as the rank pin. I know we talked about it during the pre-show, but this is it. This is the night that the nerves are the highest in the locker room. This is the night that you look forward to it. But if you're real honest with yourself, you dread it at the same time because you know there's no easy way out.
Oh, you're right. And this is the pin that Cody Lambert hand selects. But these Bulls have to have a proven track record to get here and make this round. These guys come in with a totally different focus tonight, and they've got to have it on their mind. You have to bring your riding pants. You've got to bring every bit of try, whatever else you can
bring. I always bring my riding pants.
In ring bag to get making this happen.
Big matchup tonight. It was really easy for us to focus on the top three. That was the one.
I don't know any non-riding pants.
Watch
all my pants are riding.
We're going to watch JP. We know that we're going to watch Cooper Davis. But when you look at it, folks, let me tell you, you got Cody Nance in a rematch, Fabiano, Markson, Vieira, Silva, Pacheco, Hayes, Lockwood Richardson, Ashford, Mason Lowe, Nathan Chopper. I mean, the list goes on and on. It is just absolute nonstop. It's a who's who when you look at the matchups here. And if one of these guys can find something that they failed to find the first time they met up with these Bulls, look out, because I disagree with the man that was in the middle a moment ago, Justin Velasco. I don't think 89 points even sniffs this round.
No, it doesn't
this
get close.
This is the night that it takes 92, 93.
Yeah, you're going to have to be 92 or 93 points. There's multiple Bulls in this round that you can do that. You think that they're matched up right to do it. We may see that tonight. Who knows, we may see history on Pearl Harbor. With Keiki Pacheco, because I think this is going to be something to watch. But there's a lot of good ones to watch in this round. And like you said, there's 14 matchups and 12 of them have actually rode their bull before. The other ones have bucked off every time. And it's, you would think that they know what to expect, but still, I mean, when you're talking about knowing what to expect from a bull that's the best in the world, it might not even matter.
Yeah, it probably will. And I know what you're trying to say there. 14 of them, and I was incorrect because I was looking at a lot of matchups. There's 14 matchups. 12 of them have bucked off. 2 of them have made qualified rides on the Bulls that they're going to face. I was saying that they were all 14-0. My stats meter is not what it once was, folks. Trust me. But anyway, I'm glad you caught that. I just think tonight is the night that you want to see as we look at Cooper Davis. They're talking about it in the arena right now. Let's listen to our arena announcers to get you caught up on their take as they set the night up.
Pacheco, Mooney steps up ranks. His bull, Cooper Davis, he follows suit exactly where he left off 1 year ago, continues to ride well in Las Vegas.
Well, I said this during our opening ceremonies. This young man from Arkansas, Chase Outlaw, has been literally on fire.
This guy's named Chase Outlaw?
No question about it. The last month, he has been the hottest athlete in our sport, Chase Outlaw, after having a fantastic weekend last weekend at the South Point here in Las Vegas, part of the Blue Dev Finals. He continued after winning Tucson the last regular season event. He wins round number one. Now, when we take a look at how it all shapes up after the first round of competition, Keiki Pacheco still the number one bull rider in the world, but there is less than 61 points separating him and Cooper Davis. Who else is knocking on the door in a city where he continues to do well? Well, he's a two-time world champion, J.B. Mooney. Las Vegas, time for the biggest party of the year. So what do you say? Are you ready? Let's go!
All right, folks, here we go. Inside the bucket chute right now, we go. Stetson Lawrence is going to be the matchup we are going to watch. As we take a look, Stetson Lawrence on Catfish John.
You know, coming in right now, so far, Campus John, this call from Chad Berger. We haven't seen, Stetson hasn't been on this call. One of the few guys that hasn't matched up with a bull earlier, but Lawrence last night bumped off for 2.9 seconds. Had a very good bull in Red Dawn, and as we watch, he gets set to go with him. What, can you get it back on track? It didn't look great last night.
Well, he's going to have to bring it tonight because this bull really busts. He's going to turn back right there to the right. He's going to be really strong. Whip slings his head. Stetson's left hand is going to be away from his hand, so it's going to be kind of a tough matchup for him.
Lawrence right now, Williston, North Dakota. As we're inside of the chute.
He's going to have to keep moving. Get around this corner here. And just continue to move. These bulls are the kinds of bulls that you can't stump your toe on. They don't give you a second chance to come back.
So Lawrence right now inside of the chute as we go with him, trying to get it situated. Captain's job, very good bull. We've seen this bull in the championship round. He's in trouble out of there in the first man up, and he is down at 3.9 seconds as we take a look at Lawrence on Catfish John from Williston, North Dakota. Kobe, what happened?
This little bull had a good trip right here for this round. If you're going to want a bull, you're going to want something like this. This bull can turn back to the right, away from his hand. Just keeps coming around, and he had a good seat right there, but then you got his leg up. Just flipped right over his back and puts him on the ground.
So Lawrence, your first man up. Look, folks, don't be surprised if tonight's one of those nights where you're listening, you're watching with us on PBR.com, and it's one of those nights where there's a lot of guys that hit the ground short. This is not a night where they're going to ride a ton of bulls. It is a night where a lot of bulls are going to win the battle. De Silva on Beaver Creek Bow. Huge bull. Cooper Davis has ridden this bull a couple of times. Kobe, this is a matchup. If De Silva can get things working in his favor.
This bull should go into his hand, and Cooper has made this bull look pretty dumb before. I mean, he's had him a few times and just rode him like it was nothing. But this bull is very difficult. Lots of rare. And he's staying out over the front of this bull as he goes away from his hand and just busts him off.
The bull just had a terrible trip. As the bull jump comes out of the chute, he's got a high leap, and he never really got a ton of gifts. He was very, very strong. The only reason that the bull bucks off the silver here is because he slows down to 7.5 seconds. He almost came to a complete stop, and De Silva had no idea what to do with it. He just kind of rolled off the side of him.
Yeah, he took about 6 jumps in one spot, and never turned in any direction, and then finally turned and away from his hand.
That was just not quite the bull that we are normally seeing in this round for a bull to be marked 40. That's very low. I thought Cooper Davis earlier in the year made one of the best bull rides we've seen all season on the back of that bull. In the meanwhile, let's go Valderon De Oliveira on Crossfire with a 400 qualified ride last night in the chute right now.
He's got a really good chance here because he couldn't have hand-picked a better bull. This little bull should go into his hand to the right. He's on the right. And Valderon's tying his right hand down.
Valderon in the chute right now. You heard Colby describe it. So you're putting his right hand down inside of that bull rope. Left arm adjusting the tail of that rope over the top of the bull's neck. Now the left arm on the top of the bucket chute. He slaps the bull a couple of times, asks one of his buddies to move in and try, when I say slap, I mean gingerly, just to get the bull's attention to pick his head up. Asks one of his buddies to stick his leg in there and try to put his foot on the bull to push him over a little bit to get that left leg some room. Gate men are in preparation right now, just standing outside of the chute, ready to crack the latch, one's cocked and ready to pull. Valderon, shaking loose, got the left leg down, looks like he's in good shape. Bull shifting a little bit, kind of takes a little jump inside of the chute, and Valderon touches his helmet. He's now on the clock, he's got 28 seconds to go.
Yeah, he doesn't like it, and this is going to be a problem as Valderon gets on the clock quite a bit. We've seen this before, and he's going to have to go. He's at 19, and here he goes, this big jump to the right, into his hand, he's riding. He's got back, jumps out of it, back to the left, he makes the move.
And Valderon De Oliveira will become the first man to run two bulls in the PBR World Finals. Not bad for a 37-year-old talent. Oh, my God. goodness.
Well, this is right up Valderon's alley here. He's got a great start to the finals. It's exactly what he needs. He's feeling good. He's looking good. I'm looking forward to the rest of this week with Valderon.
When you get off to a situation in a start like this and Valderon's able to pick it up, he goes 85.5 points on Crossfire. He's now ridden two, but he's 2 for 2. I can't get over the fact that this guy's 37 years old and he still rides like that.
I can't get over that fact either. I mean, that's a very tough feat. You know, the older you get, we talked about it, the slower you get behind a little bit. He just seems to be fighting it. He's just tough.
Let me just go ahead and say something controversial. And if you're listening to us on Real Radio 147, we're inside the chute right now with Neil Holmes.
Okay.
Neil Holmes, as far as I'm concerned, might as well have been robbed on the street last night. That's how bad I thought it was.
He was robbed on the streets, and the judges should have got robbed for robbing him. I was so mad. I'm still mad.
The bull he had last night, Neil Holmes got called for touching his riding leg during the course of the bull ride and what was up on a rally winning bull ride.
Never happened. He's got another good bull. Pops the rope out of his hand. And
2.3 seconds, and Neil Holmes is unfortunately down early. Let's get working and watch there. So Holmes last night, for those of you that are not with us, what we were talking about is Holmes made a fantastic bull ride, a bull that went into his hand. Just a great matchup for him. He was pumping his free arm the entire time, and then his free arm kind of came down. When I say came down, like, you just, when you're in that motion, Kobe, you know, you're trying to lift over your head to shift your weight back to the inside. In his hand, they said it brushed against his leg or his shaft so that he hit himself. The shoot boss, what I thought was interesting, the most interesting about the conversation was the shoot boss, David Fournier, down in the arena floor, said, "I didn't think he touched him." It went to review, it was under replay, and that's when the judges said that he did in fact touch him. You can't argue with the slow motion video. What I think is, even from the camera angles that we saw, I still think there was not enough 100% indisputable evidence for those guys to make that call, but it still happened.
There was not enough evidence from the video footage that we saw. I didn't see enough evidence to make that call. You know, he got to riding a little bit loose at the end, but I called hamming him up. I think he knew he had him. He was in control, and he just started kind of throwing all caution to the wind and just Hail Marying over there. He got a little bit too loose. His arm did get close to his leg.
That happens to me all the time. I always get a little bit too loose. Shit gets crazy,
so
and I get disqualified.
When we talk about Neil Holmes, I want to talk about Lachlan Richardson right now. He has Asteroid coming up next.
I get loose, kid.
The Asteroid this early in the night. Already getting interesting. The one guy I can promise you that I've learned to not bet against is Lachlan Richardson. Let's hear what he had to say in the locker room.
Here, Lachlan. Look, man, I got to tell you, you're the one guy I've proven and talked to myself that I'm not going to bet against. You have Asteroid tonight. I think you have an uncanny ability to ride sometimes a 22 and a half, 23 point bull better than you have to ride a 19 or 20 point bull. Why is that?
I'm confident now about it, and I'm kind of ready to ride. Let one sit last night, but I like getting on the rank ones, and then it's scary.
What's it like facing Asteroid? I know that, you know, the bull's lost a little bit of a step in his older age, but you saw how easily he got JB on the ground not that long ago, so you know that he still has it.
Yeah, he definitely does. He bucks every time, and yeah, he's not going to give you too many shots, but I'm confident. I think I can ride him. He's going to be good.
Any special game plan for that bull tonight?
Not really. He's going to be either way, I think. Just stay out of the front and try to take a bit of his power away.
Go to work.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Lachlan Richardson on Asteroid matchups coming next.
One of the most interesting situations of Lachlan Richardson that I just, man, this is a guy, like, we saw him. When I'm trying to analyze a bull rider, and I'm always doing that because it's kind of my job. The first time that I see Lachlan Richardson, he wins a Billboard Tough Series event. It's the very first time we ever saw him. He was the only guy to go 4 for 4 at the Mohegan Sun Invitational. I just can't remember the year. It's escaping me right now. It's my early onset Alzheimer's kicking in. But I can't remember the year. But Lachlan goes 4 for 4. He rides lights out. And then he goes like over 15. And then he rides a bull. And he'll be 90 points. And then he'll go over 10. And then he'll ride one.
And most recently, like in Thackerville, Oklahoma, he rides this bull 7 Dust. He's 90 plus points there. It's one of the best bull rides we've seen all year. A bull that no one can even warm up. So I've just learned to be like, I can't figure this guy out.
That's the difference between a great bull rider and a really good bull. I mean, Lockie can come out. He's like I call him like a closet geyser. I mean, he'll come out and he'll win the round. He'll impress you, be 90-something points on one of the rankest bulls, and then he'll go over 15. There's bull riders out there like that. I mean, it's something so hard, but it's mental. It's you know, having control of your mental game. That's the difference between a Lachlan Richardson and a J.B. Mooney. You know, I mean, they know they have – their mindset is win, win, win all the time, and no matter what, and it never changes.
Back with PBR Live in a moment on America's only agribusiness and Western Lifestyle Network, Rural Radio.
Touchdown, Green Bay. It's 20-0.
Internet E97.
One of the first tracks I ever heard, among the first, if not the first, that had like scratching in it. Like this, like some kind of like K-Tel breakdancing compilation that my uncle had. What really kind of set the stage for me to end up like listening to hip hop for like my entire life, or I mean since I was like 6 or 7 or 8 or something. Video is creepy. All the fucking mannequin parts and shit. It's cool, but I feel like I was a little scared of it. Thank you.
I think it's very vital to rock.
All right.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the trick.
Here we go.
This is my basket.
Word is born, you got 6 minutes on that jack, kid. This shit is real.
Hey, yo, go. Give me a cigarette. Yo, here you go. Check it out, man. Check out what I got here, man.
What is that? What's that?
Yo, it's not that I got for my man, Nas, man. Word is born.
Yo, what is that?
What up, kid? I know shit is fucked doing your bid. When the cops came, you should have slid to my crib. Fucking black, no time for looking back, it's done. Plus, congratulations, you know you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit, that's when she got hyper. Flipping, talk about he acts too rough. He didn't listen, he be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Fucking with the makeup from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got shot? You don't piece Jerome's niece. On the way home from Jones Beach Club. Plus, little Rob was selling drugs on the dime. Hanging out with the thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up, a poor nigga? Did you see him or y'all together?
Oh, right, this song.
I'll force the fuck crack, make you shiny. Spiffy in a shift, fuck your
with the head, you got the greatest of gifts. Say, yo, my mic is sounding pop, pop, how are you there?
Yeah.
Adjust the bass of trouble, make my shit sound play clear.
Show off, show off.
Yeah, yeah, check the script. Me and the dogs get it ripped. Punched in the rip, 40 balls on my lips. Had a box, who won the baseball blast? Who was laughing at all the girls that passed? Conversation, mothers have been getting the sky.
Hey, yo, remember that kid too much?
Oh, yeah, you ran, but he didn't get far. Then I dropped him. Not knowing exactly what line I had. My little brother, my mother sent him out for bread. A crazy gunner, hey, short, check your rubber bag in the dump. This is pretty great. I'm giving the eyes and no, but he's flattered, foul, and he's snatched the bag in his pockets, and he's headed up the ass. Girls screaming, noise up and down the block. What? Hey, I ran frantically, then I dropped down to his feet. I saw the blood all over the hot concrete. I picked him up, and I held him by his head. His eyes shut, so when I moved, he was, oh, man, I threw him out and said goodbye.
I'm a nocturnal animal. Y'all concentrates on a young black man who makes a nigga speak a shake. busy, it's the time we get down. Girl, son, you know the sound. The flavor's on the top, but the rugged beat the back. It. The night makes the aura, and the day can't hack it. The way the moon dangles in the midnight sky, and the stars dance around it. Yo, I think it's fly. Intensity, most rappers don't see it. Spirit wise, musically, you gotta be it. Serenity, a silence of the sounds and emotions in the concrete jungle when the sun don't tumble. I think it's hard to find the words on how I feel. I paid about the boost 20 for the amp next year. But let me slow down, I think I wear my jibs enough. Peace out to the nation, stay rugged and rough.
Alright, so check it out. Next Thursday, at this time, I will be world premiering the Tribe Called Quest album right now on this radio station next Thursday. No, next Thursday this time. Ross, I was like, what? By the way,
right now?
I was in the studio with Tip tonight. Like, this is thanks coming, man. Shout to Q-Tip. Shout to... Rest in peace, Fife, man. Shout to
Fife Diggy, man. Queens shout in the building.
Shout to Jerobi. I will say this. Jerobi's more on this album than any other Tribe album. Shout to Jerobi.
Nice.
Can't wait for people to hear it, man. I mean, I'm just excited I was there. Like, I'm just happy to... I've been in a couple sessions for the album, and I had to be quiet about it for a while, and I'm just happy to be there. Like, I don't want to do nothing. I mean, I do, but I'm just fall back and just take it in, man. It's like, this is hip-hop history.
History. Nice.
I'm excited, man. And all the Fife verses and new 2016 verses right before you passed.
Can you check if we can pre-order the Tribe Called Quest?
You actually can. You can order a wax, CD, and digital. Pretty sure on their website. Who's just looking at the site? Weren't you just looking at the site? Yeah. Dom was. You can order the album on their site, right? Am I wrong, Dom?
Yeah, the window's closed now, but yeah.
You're looking at fucking Natalia Star, Natasha Star, and Rebel Lynn, and who knows. But go on there, man. What is it, TribeCallQuest.com? You know what the site is, though?
I'm trying to pull it up real quick.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go on there. Shout out to everybody who purchased the De La Soul Project. I actually have a physical copy that I'm pretty happy that
I have. You know what's crazy? The last time a Tribe Called Quest dropped an album, you couldn't download music. Yeah. That's crazy. Think about that.
Yeah.
You cannot download music. This is the...
Yeah, you could. That was one of the first MP3s I ever encoded. Was once again off of that. Was it Beats, Rhymes, and Life? No, what was the name of that? Isn't that the name of that album? No. All right. That's Thursday. I'll see y'all later, everybody. Have a good night. Yeah.